The crypto market has never seen a token like this before. We're about to explain to you why the next 100x gem built on Solana is lying in plain sight, but yet nobody understands it yet.
The lack of understanding has led to one of the biggest opportunities in crypto. And by the end of this episode, you'll understand exactly why.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leverage trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the BeanPod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the BeanPod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to explain to you why one of the biggest opportunities in crypto is lying in plain sight. Nobody understands it yet, but this is a potential 100x in the making.
This is what we do best. We go through and understand the inner workings of a project so that our thesis will eventually highlight why the token price should inevitably follow suit at a later date. We did this with BitTensor when we were originally first talking about it, when it was around $38, $40 or something like that. Spiked up to $90, $100, went all the way back down to $30. And everybody's like, oh, this, what is this project? Yada, yada, it's down 60%. Well, yeah, that's because the subnets weren't live yet. So we understood that. We held a thesis, which is why we've been staking all this time and doing pretty well with it. Mm-hmm. With this project, there's a similar situation that's occurring. It had just launched about 9 days ago or something like that. Did a 15x on launch. It's still currently up around 6 to 7x from its current launch price. But there's a lot of things happening with the software, with the economy, and all these things that are inevitably going to lead to a higher market cap and higher price than we see today.
Yeah, for sure. So there's two things in investing that will kill you and ruin your portfolio. One is not being patient. If you are looking for quick gains and quick flips, you know, maybe meme coins are more your thing, right? And two is not understanding what you hold. Like not doing the proper research on the tokens or coins or stocks that you hold. Like you need to know what you hold, because if you don't know what you hold, you're not going to have the patience to hold for the 10X or the 100X. Like people are always asking, you know, oh, Jolly Nifty, what's the next 100X? What's the next 100X? Well, to be honest, I think most people can't even hold for a 2X.
Yeah.
They'll see 5% gains and they're out.
Yeah.
And then the thing does a 100X. That you have to be patient. You have to know what you hold. That's why we're going to highlight this specific project today, because look, we have 100% long-term conviction in this, as we have from pre-sale stage through the launch. Once you get to understand the absolute massive potential of this industry leader, you will see why we have like such massive conviction in this. So look, be patient, know what you hold, and listen up and watch this episode until the end.
So congratulations to any of the pre-sale holders that did get involved through our referral link back, I don't know, something like 2 years ago. Those people are well in profit right now. They're up at least 6X on their initial investment and are performing quite well. The founder was so lovely, knowing that, you know, there was talk about a TG token generation event earlier, but things got pushed back. Market sentiment was not in the right place. They wanted a successful launch for everybody. What did the founder do? Provided all the pre-sale people with 3 times the amount of tokens they would have received originally. Mm. Like, who does that? I haven't come across any other project that rewards the holder. Like, they're all about rewarding the holders, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, so if you haven't figured it out already, we're talking about Otherverse. So this was launched on Solana very recently. You know, the coin is brand new. The project itself, the Otherverse, the actual metaverse, has been in development for over a decade. And there's a few things we want to go over to explain what happened with the launch. You know, we've had some pushback and people asking questions. They don't understand what happened. So we're going to go through a few things today, explain what happened with the launch, and explain what is going to happen in the future and why we remain so bullish on this project.
So with the token generation event, you know, originally, like I said, because I kind of tried to build that up first about the pre-sellers. People were buying via wire transfers. They're buying via BNB. They're transferring money via Ethereum, all these different chains. The Otherverse didn't know when their eventually, like, they didn't know which chain the Otherverse was going to be built on. And they chose Solana. Mm-hmm. Solana is fast, it's cheap, it's all these things. So there was an issue because they didn't have the necessary wallet. Not every person who bought on BNB and Ethereum necessarily had a Solana wallet built out. So what did the Otherverse team have to do? They had to manually send out all the pre-sale tokens to all these different wallet addresses, which was a problem because of the way the pre-sale went, right? So the distribution was a manual process, which took a lot of time. I think there's something like over 100 Otherverse employees all working for this ecosystem.
Yeah.
But moving forward, it's all fully automated. So that's going to be really good for everybody who did get involved early.
Yeah, and like I understand why people, you know, they're getting in, they see what happens in crypto, they're like, oh, I'm going to buy the pre-sale, I'm going to dump my bags in day one and I'm out. But like, you just have to, again, once we go through what's happening with the Otherverse, it's such a long-term play, right? And so one of the other main kind of criticisms of the Otherverse and the UTHX token is the lack of liquidity, right? But what you have to understand is the Otherverse token is a utility token. It's the foundation of the Otherverse economy for a metaverse that's built to onboard millions and millions of people onto their platform. Like Brian Schuster, the founder, he built the Web2 version of Otherverse, and they were processing billions of dollars worth of transactions in their in-game economy. Now, the Web3 version of Otherverse has just launched, right? Like, it's just in beta. The token just launched. So the reason why there's so few tokens right now and the liquidity is so low is because they have to plan long-term for their tokens to become in circulation in the actual platform itself, because it's the in-game currency to buy or do anything in the actual Otherverse metaverse, right? It's not like some meme coin where the coin does nothing. Like, this is the central foundation of the Otherverse, the tokens. So it's such early days. That's one of the reasons why liquidity is kind of held back.
Yeah, liquidity has been held back as well because Brian's not stupid. You know, this is one of the individuals who was a pioneer of the internet. This guy was creating businesses that were doing $10 million a month back in 1994, before most of you guys were even born. You know, like, that is really impressive. He has a long-term mindset. Like we said, he's built out Otherverse Classic, which was over the past 20 years, had a huge booming economy, did $15 billion in transaction volume, all these things. He is smart enough to know that, look, there's a lot of people who try to buy these tokens immediately and then they dump on day one after it's done a 10 to 15X. But when there's not a lot of liquidity, he tried to like prevent those people from taking everything that existed. Mm-hmm. So when a token does, let's say somebody buys 10K worth right away, token does a 10X, it goes up, they've made 150K, then they just nuke it all, which is what some of these people tried to do. They suffered a huge price impact, by the way. But he didn't want those people removing all the hard liquidity that he's putting in for himself. Mm-hmm. He's putting the liquidity in.
Yeah.
What this also does is anybody who did try to sell their tokens, it created such a price impact that it allows other people to get in at a cheaper price. Mm-hmm. So the lack of liquidity, I think, from day one was relatively smart, but I understand from a typical investor's perspective, like, you're expecting $1 million in liquidity there right away.
Yeah.
But they did that on purpose, and they are adding, I think, $2,000 of liquidity daily for the ongoing future.
For sure. And like, so the Otherverse platform itself, like, as we said, is still in like, you know, testing beta mode. But when the actual platform goes live and anyone in the world can use it, and they do start their mass marketing campaigns to start to get users into the Otherverse, the demand for the Otherverse token is going to be natural, organic, and growing. So what you're going to see is buy pressure as people need to buy Otherverse to do things in the metaverse. The liquidity is going to grow, the volume is going to grow, the demand is going to grow, and obviously not financial advice, but these things line up for potential price growing as well. So price go up, right? So they're building for the long term. Like, one of the reasons that they did these things is because this team is very calculated. They know what they're doing. This is not your typical crypto project. The volume and the liquidity in the launch, they didn't go through all these, you know, scammy crypto launch pads. They didn't have an army of 150 KOLs dumping bags on day one. They didn't have a lot of these issues that are going to plague projects in the long term. Mm. Sure, if you're just looking at the chart of Otherverse, it's like, okay, the launch didn't go as well as you thought. But again, going back to the start of this episode, patience and knowing what you hold here is absolutely key to find a 100x gem like Otherverse. What's the current market cap? Like 5-6 million?
5-6 million.
This is a multi-billion-dollar project in the making. Like, you can't convince me otherwise.
No, you can't. And look, the economy hasn't even come online yet. So the metaverse economy of the Otherverse, like we said, still in beta, is anticipated to launch in November. At which point, you have to view this as though, like I referred to at the very beginning of the episode, was about BitTensor and the subnets. Mm-hmm. The subnets weren't online yet. So everybody's like, well, what's the point of this token? There's no sharing. There's, you know, what are the validators doing? What are the miners doing? What, there's no subnets. What's the point of having this token? But once those subnets started to come online, what happened to the price of Tau? Mm-hmm. Thing went ballistic.
Yep.
You know, because there's all these subnets competing for these Tau rewards. So once this metaverse comes online, that's when all the demand for the otherverse token comes into play.
Yep.
So that is why everything's been designed the way it is. So if you can be patient enough to wait for November, which is next month.
Oh man, I want to get rich today.
Then you'll see like that demand is about to start driving insane, because you need the otherverse token to start your store, to sell things, to interact, and all that. Like, there's gonna be a lot of demand and pressure for these tokens.
For sure. So another one of these, another criticism that I want to address is the fact that, you know, again, we said that they were doing manual vesting, they were doing manual airdrops for all the tokens, and a lot of these people were saying, look, all the VIP pre-sellers, they got their whole bag before everyone did, and they dumped their whole bag, and that was, they planned this from the start. They were rewarded the VIPs with their whole bag, and then they just dumped their bag before anyone else got it. Well, actually, no, if you look at the tokenomics, if you know, just do a little bit of research, you can see that, no, people are only getting 1/12 of their bag, so like, you know, 8% of their bag. So no, people were not getting their entire bag and dumping their whole bag. They're getting 8%, which is, you know, a 12 to 14 to 16 month vesting, which is what the pre-sale is. If you look at the tokenomics, it's very clearly outlined there. So I just want to address that. That is not what happened. People were not getting their whole bags before everyone else and dumping their entire bags. It was just a small portion as laid out in the pre-sale terms.
Yeah, absolutely. So like, this is a project that addresses community concerns. And again, it's all about the community. And Brian understands this. The Otherverse team understands this. This is how they're able to create Otherverse Classic, which is patent-backed, is 20 years in development, had more weddings in it than users on Decentraland and the Sandbox. Yeah. Like, a lot has already happened in those. So what have they done? They've 3x'd the original token purchase price for all the pre-sellers. Mm. I've never seen any other project do that. They've accelerated the distribution amount from 18 months to 12 months. I've never seen another project do that. They've also offered all package holders 10% airdrop of UTHX. Mm-hmm. You know, I haven't seen any other projects do that. And if you hold, for all the pre-sale buyers who hold at least 85% of their original holdings, they're going to get an additional month of tokens distributed to them.
Yep.
So what have they done? They're doing everything for the token holders.
Yep.
And the economy hasn't even turned on yet. Like, just a little bit of patience here.
Yeah, 100%. And one thing that I really like to see is, you know, just a very active team. Again, you said responding to the community. And one thing I saw in our Beanstalk Discord, which is really just not that we need any, you know, clarification or, you know, things to show us that Otherverse is real. But a lot of people, you know, they were upset. They didn't get their tokens right away. So what happened? They jump into the Otherverse Discord, and the Otherverse team and Brian, the founder himself, they had a group call with just, you know, just some person that bought the pre-sale, not anyone, just, you know, just your everyday retail investor that bought some Otherverse and was upset. Brian, the founder of Otherverse and the Otherverse team, had a personal call with this person to guide them through what happened and tell them about what they were going to do for them. Like, what other project are you going to see?
No.
That? None.
Yeah.
Most of these founders are faceless.
Yeah.
Behind Pudgy Penguin NFT pictures. This guy's the fucking founder of the project, and he's calling individual users and telling them about, like, okay, this is what we're going to do. Sorry for that. Like, that is going the extra mile. If you want to invest in a project long-term, you're investing in people, right?
Yeah.
You're investing in founders, you're investing in teams. And when you see a team like the Otherverse going the extra mile, man, that just makes me feel really good about it.
Honestly, it's so easy. Like, I haven't seen a team as transparent and as trustworthy as this one. Mm-hmm. Look, like I said, this is a project that's been being built for the past 2 decades. You know, you think Brian is just pulling shit on people? Like, no, he's put his face on the internet. He's built businesses that have been extremely successful. He's demonstrated that this economy is going to be very successful. This is where the next 50 million people, this is the next layer of the internet. Mm. The Xeon browser is the next layer of the internet. This is where people will be going by the masses. And this is where the demand for the Otherverse token will be. Like, this is a small cap company that is taking down the likes of Epic Games.
Yeah.
Because when they're holding like one of their things in Fortnite, that was like technology that Brian has patents to.
They have hundreds of patents.
Right?
Hundreds,
so they're taking down big tech giants in the gaming industry. This is no joke. Like, this is a team that's here to last. And I think if you can look past 2 to 3 weeks and actually see, like, look, this is a team that's been building for years, there's a lot to come. And I was listening to the call of Brian. He had a YouTube live thing to address a lot of these concerns too. they have all these software updates that they've been working 2 to 3 years on. Mm-hmm. They're going to start rolling them out every month. So people are like, holy shit, this thing is accelerating super quickly. Yeah, well, that's because they've been putting all this work in for the past several years.
Yep.
You know, we've used the metaverse.
We've used it.
About a year and a half ago, and then we used it again not long ago.
Yep.
And the improvements is like, it's incredible.
Yeah, for sure. And like, yeah, if you've been following us for the past couple of years, you know, we've been working with the Otherverse team. We've been on these guys for years now because we see the long-term vision and we get to kind of see a little bit what's happening behind the scenes. And like, we're not allowed to disclose this kind of stuff. But the partnerships and some of the stuff that the Otherverse is going to be announcing, the people, the companies they're working with, the people they're working with, the things that they're going to be hosting in the Otherverse metaverse in terms of live events, all this kind of stuff is going to blow your fucking mind, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So like not financial advice, but right now Otherverse sitting at a $5 to $6 billion market cap. This is how you find 100x in crypto. You find an undervalued project with a real team, with a real platform, with a proven track record of a successful business, and you buy the token and you hold it.
Yeah. And I believe they're also going to be introducing staking to incentivize people to hold it as well.
Right. It's just another thing, right?
Yeah. So there's a lot coming. There's a lot of stuff that we can talk about.
Yeah.
But we in this episode, we tried to address, you know, some of your major concerns, some of the issues at launch and why they occurred, and understand what's to come. Mm-hmm. You know, we weren't wrong on BitTensor. We weren't wrong at Axe and DAO, both projects that I've seen, you know, 20x, 100x, etc. This is another one of those sleeping giants.
Yep.
We have big banks, JP Morgan, et cetera, calling the metaverse the next $1 trillion opportunity. This is where it's all going to happen. If you have a bit of patience, I think you'll be handsomely rewarded.
Yeah. So if you've watched this episode, if you've been listening to us and you see Otherverse go from $5 million market cap to $50 million market cap to $500 million market cap to $5 billion market cap, didn't listen to us in this episode, don't comment on us, all right? Don't ask us. We told you, all right? I mean, look, it's not financial advice. This is just what we think. But we warned you, all right? We warned you.
Hey, make sure you guys tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.